Have you heard about the fight or flight response? Have you perhaps identified yourself as having this fight or flight response and living in a state of survival mode of constantly trying to make sure that you're not being attacked by these thoughts and emotions and other types of discomfort? And have you wondered how this fight or flight response can end? Well, if so, this is for you. In fact, the reason I'm recording this video at this moment is because I got this very question today, just earlier today, from one of my clients in bedtime. And he said specifically this, what are the best steps for managing the flight or flight response near bedtime? And as I was writing a reply, I saw something that I hadn't seen with clarity before. And this, to me, really becomes the moment of truth and clarity. Like when we see this, I think it can really change everything. So what we're going to talk about today is, what is the fight or flight response? It's going to be very brief, that one. What are its other names? Also quite brief. And then we're going to talk about this moment of truth. But don't skip ahead to it, because I think, you know, this is going to be just a few minute long video. And, you know, if we follow through until you reach like the third point there, it's going to make more sense. It's going to be much more helpful. I know a lot of people who are watching this are probably just like, I want to skip to number three. But again, listen through this and it'll help. So first, what is fight or flight? I think most of us really know this, but I picked a definition that was nice online. The instinctive physiological response to a threatening situation which readies one either to resist forcibly or to run away. The intent with both of them, to resist forcibly or to run away, of course, is to survive, to keep ourselves safe. And we see here in this definition, a threatening situation. And, you know, threatening, of course, is a matter of interpretation, which goes to, the next two things we're going to talk about, which is, you know, the two times where this fight or flight response can be activated. One is when it's directed towards an outside, something outside of us, an outside and tangible, like a real physical threat, like a grizzly bear, something that definitely can really hurt us and harm us. And when the fight or flight response is activated for this reason and directed towards this, then it can save our lives. You know, pretty obvious. Now, on the flip side, when directed towards an inside perceived threat, like being awake, like not sleeping, like a feeling, like anxiety, then it can lead to an inner struggle. Insomnia is an inner struggle that comes from this fight or flight response being directed towards a perceived threat of being awake. So now we've sort of defined fight or flight here. And now I want to talk about something else quite briefly here, but what are its other names? And this, what I'm going to share here is, it is definitely a simplification. It's a simplification, yes, but I'm simplifying here to make what I think is an important point and really like a really practical thing, a valuable thing can come out of this. So with keeping in mind that this is a simplification, what are the names of fight or flight? Well, I often talk about hyperarousal. We talk about generalized anxiety or anxiety, being highly sensitive, having panic attacks, racing thoughts, or we often talk about the manifestations of anxiety, like being jumpy or feeling our heart rate beating fast, like palpitations. And to me, like, yes, you know, these are all like maybe facets of fight or flight. We can say that hyperarousal can also happen when we're excited, then it's not necessarily a fight or flight. But in the constant insomnia, hyperarousal is coming from fear. It's part of fight or flight. Anxiety, when we're sort of always anxious, well, we can call that, being sort of in a fight or flight mode all the time. And again, my point here is that we use very, very many names, and that can lead us to think that, oh my gosh, I don't only have fight or flight activation, I also have palpitations, and I'm highly sensitive. And that can lead us to think that we have multiple problems and we need this kind of like, we need to fight on different fronts at the same time, you know, to get where we want to be. But when we see that, no, it's not like that. It's really all the same. We've just been frazzled. I've just been frazzled. That's all this is. Oh my gosh, that can be so much, you know, so much more clarity comes from there, and so much release and relief can come from there. So I really wanted to share this, that things are typically not at all as complicated as they seem. I say typically because I don't know your circumstances or anybody's circumstances, but generally speaking, I think this is definitely true. Now, this leads us to what I called the moment of truth. And that the moment of truth happens when we look at our own question and see where, and really see where it comes from. And in context of today's class, this is the moment of truth. Ask ourselves, what is happening when we are asking ourselves, how can I stop this fight or flight reaction? What is actually happening when we're asking, like, how can I stop this fight or flight reaction, right? Think about it, maybe pause here if you want and ponder this. And then I think you will see that, yes, when this happened, the fight or flight reaction is becoming the new internal or perceived threat. When we're asking, like, how can I stop this? Then what's happening inside us is we're starting to think of the fight or flight response as a threat, as something unwanted, as something that, you know, we want to get away from. It's becoming the new internal or perceived threat, which of course leads to an activation of the fight or flight reaction. So I think when you see this, you see so clearly how we can end up in these internal struggles, because the attempt at stopping the fight or flight reaction now activates it, which makes us want to stop it even more. And this applies to, you know, everything, right? Insomnia or anxiety or panic attacks or all these internal struggles we have inside us comes from this place, the place of trying to, you know, fight something that isn't a real threat. And even the fight or flight response can be identified as this perceived / internal threat. Now, when you hear this, you know, a very logical sort of follow-up question becomes, okay, so what do I do then? Well, to me, I think our opportunity, and all of us have, you know, we all experience these internal struggles to some degree, right? Our opportunity, I think, is seeing this with clarity and with honesty, seeing the truth. Because when we see this and we understand this, just from that place of awareness, you know, the brain will take care of the details. It will figure out, you know, how to dial down the fight or flight response, you know, simply by understanding that it's not needed, it's not indicated, it's not necessary, it's actually the struggle. Just by seeing that, the brain will automatically dial it down. Now, and this includes, of course, reserving for the fight or flight reaction for what it's designed for, and that's not keeping you from those peaceful days that I wish for you. I wrote this a little earlier, and this is, of course, what I wish for everyone that is here and that is part of our community. And now, with that said, I also want to say that if you're finding it fairly easy for you to take general teachings like this and to contextualize that for your situation, then that is wonderful, and you can approach this in sort of a DIY, you know, do-it-yourself way. That said, if you would like, for the sake of like ease and, you know, practicality and for those reasons, you would like this contextualized by someone like myself, by a coach, if you'd like to just present what's happening and let us do the work of contextualizing, then please head over to our website and find a coaching option that works for you. And we look forward to working with you if you choose to join. And if you do so, we look forward to seeing you on the other side. With that said, I'm rooting for you. I hope you have a really nice day, and look forward to having you back soon. For now, bye-bye.